the referral to recommend one commissioner for appointment as a, to recommend a person for appointment as a commissioner. And then early in this year we set another one. Thereafter we advertised the two vacancies together. We received a couple of nominations, but we shortlisted the candidates and conducted interviews in May in Joburg. We recommended Mr. Edward Lamban and Mr. Andre Gaum, and that report that was published on the 27th of May. The report is currently before the National Assembly, and I think it's on the paper for today. And then in June, July, we received another referral for the committee to recommend the candidates for appointment. We advertised those 35 vacancies, and the closing date was the 12th of August. We have received some nomination for that as well. That is for the process.
Honorable members, our understanding is that we respect the gender policy, but that does not mean that we must appoint women even when we can't find women who qualify. So in the first reference, we appointed two men because in our view there were no appointable women. But now Parliament did not accept entertain that matter. Then we advertised for five, and the challenge is also that there are serving commissioners who are eligible for reappointment, which means that there are two situations that we've got to address. Is the question of the gender question and the eligibility of the serving members. So I wanted to make a proposal to this committee that because the matter is before Parliament, that in the light of the fact that we've got to address the question of gender and the question of the serving commissioners, that we request Parliament to reject our initial proposal for the two and refer the matter back to us so that we can re-advertise for seven commissioners immediately. That will be the proposal. Honorable Horn?
Yes, Chair. Well, I think we all know the history. And the difficulty now is that we advertised once for one position and it was not filled. We didn't even do the shortest thing because we said they will be opening up another one. Then we advertised for the two, whilst I think we already realized during the interviews and during the deliberations that they would be opening up a number of additional vacancies as well. And now we say no, let rather now board everything and we advertise for seven. The fact is that the way we're going on, we might just end up never completing this process. I think we need advice as we sit here as to whether any additional vacancies is about to arise again in the coming months, because that seems to be the scapegoat on which we pin our failure as Parliament to complete these processes every time. And the fact is we had a complete interview process for two positions. I want to reiterate that we at that stage were of the opinion that indeed there was a female candidate, the professor, who we felt was indeed in terms of the quality of interview a suitable candidate. And at that stage the objections from the reasoning from the majority of the committee was that no, we indeed need full-time commissioners, whilst we said, knowing that going forward there will be 5 positions which will become available, we don't need to in respect of the current pool, make a decision that both must be full-time. That can be a balanced out when we deal with the 5. Then in addition to that, Chair, we must also get an answer as to what now is the position of the 2 members who were nominated by this committee. Did they not possibly acquire rights against Parliament, legal rights, and an expectation to be appointed? That it was a due process. The proposal at this stage from your side is not that we must shelve this because of any procedural irregularities. It would rather seem that it's just possibly the gender issue, but otherwise just for the sake of convenience. And that may not be sufficient if we are then taken on a legal process by the 2 nominated applicants. So I think we need some advice on that issue as well. Thank you.
Before I allow members to comment, I think after recommending the 2 people, that was the beginning of a process that would culminate in the acceptance of recommendation by Parliament. Parliament has not done so. So in my view, there can't be any basis for any of them to take us on. Secondly, the question of the professor, you are right, but the matter was closed by the committee at that time. So we can't really reopen that process. Now, I'm not aware that there are other vacancies that are likely to arise, but I'm prepared to hear from other members. Christine?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the information you just provided. I would actually agree with Honourable Tom to say that the process is becoming laborious. But to be sure that we actually come up with a process that would actually help to conclude this, I would support to the idea that maybe we actually do all 7 at the same time, being in the position to adjust gender as you actually mentioned. And then in terms of the number of positions within the South African Marriage Commission, which is another sector that is worrying Honourable Horn, is that the total number of commissioners is now 8. And then it's 8 in terms of the new legislation. It used to be 7, and then we added 8. 5 and 8. But we had the 7 appointed, but now the new legislation is at 8. That's a complete number of commissioners. So we then have advertised for the 1. And then the 1 commissioner also left Comrade Kresa. And then we advertise for 2, which is the situation that we are now going to be correcting. And then there is 5 that are going to be leaving within the next 2 months, September and October. And that is leave us with 1 commissioner, Commissioner Amelia, who some of office will end. He is still at some time, I think in 2 years time or so, because I'm sure he's in the next decade also. Yeah, 3, yes. So the 10 is 7 years, isn't it? Yes, okay. Yeah, so we have, like all the conditions almost are vacant. And I think we need to speed in each other and enter into a process of really working on this And if maybe we have to do the same positions, let us do them quickly, so that we can then advertise to see to it that by October we actually completed the process, because by October the last commissioner is of the five, or the last two commissioners of the five leaves. So which means we'll only be left with one commissioner, a situation that we don't want to get ourselves in. So I would actually suggest that we actually enter into this process, laborious as it is, but at the same time put a little bit of feet on it, be in the position to conclude this as soon as possible.
Any other contribution?
I think Honorable Majeke has sufficiently addressed the genuine concerns of Honorable Home, because we can't be doing these things peacefully all the time. So if we could just formulate the situation as Honorable Majeke put it, the situation we find ourselves in, and how we seek to address this so that we put them at rest. So that it means we need to amend our report and include the proposal. Because the important thing for the House, they want to see how we come out of this situation, how we address it. So we have to go to the House and request that, we agree that we need to make this proposal to the House so that we bring this matter to rest once and for all. Thank you very much. Okay. You are well excused. The meeting is adjourned.